kindness to animals.
Baha'i.
Briefly, it is not only their fellow human beings that the beloved of God must treat with mercy and compassion. Rather, must they show forth the utmost loving kindness to every living creature.
Be the embodiment of justice and fairness amidst all creation.
Buddhism.
A state that is not pleasing or delightful to me, how could I inflict that upon another?
All tremble at violence, all fear death. Putting oneself in the place of another, one should not kill nor cause another to kill.
One is not a great one because one defeats or harms other living beings. One is so called because one refrains from defeating or harming other living beings.
Hurt not others with that which pains you yourself.
At the opening of anthills, please have trustworthy men always put food and water, sugar, and piles of grain.
All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas essentially practice the principle of great compassion. The suffering of living beings brings forth their great compassion. From this great compassion emerges the great wisdom, and with this great wisdom they attain the ultimate enlightenment.
People who eat meat will fall into the horrible paths of transmigration and suffer boundless pain. People who eat meat will never succeed in getting any blessing or merit that they pray for. Meat eaters cause the celestial beings to avoid them and other sentient beings to be afraid of them.
Kasyapa asked the Buddha, "Why did the Lord previously allow bhikkhus to eat the 3 pure meats or even 9 pure meats?" The Buddha said, "It was so instituted following the need of the occasion, and as gradual steps in the actual segregation from eating meat."
All the saints abhorred eating blood or flesh. Celestial beings never go near people who eat meat, as their mouths always had a foul smell. Meat is not good, meat is unclean. Meat eating generates evils and destroys merits and blessings. All the saints denounce eating meat.
I forbid all meat eating. Regardless of whether the animal dies naturally or is killed, I have never allowed my disciples to eat meat. I will not allow in the present or future.
All sentient beings came from the same origin. Through myriad reincarnations, all sentient beings have been relatives of each other. How can we eat the meat of our relatives?
People who eat meat are destroying the great merciful seed of their own Buddha nature, and any sentient being seeing them would leave them. Therefore, all Bodhisattvas or spiritual practitioners must refrain from eating the flesh of any sentient beings, as this will incur boundless sin.
Christianity.
Do to others as you want them to do to you.
Let the law of kindness show no limits. Show a loving consideration for all God's creatures.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
It is contrary to human dignity to cause animals to suffer and die.
Woe to the shepherds who only take care of themselves. Should not the shepherds take care of the flock?
Do not be among those who give themselves to wine drinking or among those who make themselves full with meat.
Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body.
To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of innocent blood. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil.
For I tell you truly, he who kills, kills himself, and who eats the flesh of slain beasts, eat of the body of the dead. For in his blood every drop of their blood turns to poison, in his breath their breath to stink, and in his flesh their flesh to boils, in his bones their bones to chalk, in his bowels their bowels to decay, in his eyes their eyes to scales, in his ears their ears to waxy issue, and their death will become his death.
Kill not, neither eat the flesh of your innocent prey, lest you become the slaves of Satan, for that is the path of sufferings, and it leads unto death. But do the will of God, and his angels may serve you on the way of life.
And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of a tree-yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is breath of life, I have given every green herb for meal." And it was so.
But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat.
Thou shalt not kill.
Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith.
Jesus said, "I will have mercy and not sacrifice."
St. Paul, it is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak.
Confucianism and Taoism.
Benefit living creatures and human beings, cultivate goodness and happiness.
What you do not want done to yourself, do not do to others.
Respect the old and cherish the young, even insects, grass, and trees you must not hurt.
Those who want to know the truth of the universe should practice reverence for all life. This manifests as unconditional love and respect for oneself and all other beings.
Buy captive animals and give them freedom.
Hinduism.
Those who have forsaken the killing of all, those who are helpmates to all, those who are a sanctuary to all, those men are in the way of heaven.
Ahimsa or nonviolence is the highest dharma. Ahimsa is the best tapas. Ahimsa is the greatest gift. Ahimsa is the highest self-control. Ahimsa is the highest sacrifice. Ahimsa is the highest power. Ahimsa is the highest friend. Ahimsa is the highest truth. Ahimsa is the highest teaching.
The mode of living which is founded upon a total harmlessness towards all living creatures is the highest morality.
What is the good way? It is the path that reflects on how it may avoid killing any creature.
Protect both our species, two-legged and four-legged, both food and water for their needs supply. May they with us increase in stature and strength. Save us from hurt all our days, O powers.
May all beings look at me with a friendly eye. May I do likewise, and may we all look on each other with the eyes of a friend.
Islam.
There is not an animal on the earth nor a flying creature on two wings, but they are people like unto you.
Whoever is kind to all creatures of God is kind to himself.
Treat others as you would be treated. What you like not for yourself, dispense not to others.
Seest thou not that it is Allah whose praise all beings in the heavens and on earth do celebrate, and the birds of the air with wings outspread? Each one knows its own mode of prayer and praise, and Allah knows well all that they do.
A good deed done to an animal is as meritorious as done to human being, while an act of cruelty to an animal is as bad as an act of cruelty to a human being.
All creatures are like a family of God, and He loves the most those who are the most beneficent to His family.
Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Where there is an abundance of vegetables, a host of angels will descend on that place.
He who takes pity even on a sparrow and spares its life, Allah will be merciful on him on the day of judgment.
Their flesh and their blood reach not Allah, but the devotion from you reacheth Him. Thus have we made them subject unto you, that ye may magnify Allah, that He hath guided you, and give good tidings, O Muhammad, to the good.
At one time the Rasul of Allah said to his cousin Ali, O Ali, you should not eat meat. If you eat meat for 40 days, those qualities will come within you, those actions will come within you, their blood will come within you, their qualities and their actions will come within you. Because of that, your human qualities will change, your compassionate qualities will change, the essence of your body will change. O Ali, you should not eat meat or flesh. You have to diminish that. Do not eat that.
Jainism.
Therefore, neither does he, a sage, cause violence to others, nor does he make others do so.
A man should wander about treating all creatures as he himself would be treated.
Those whose minds are at peace or who are free from passions do not desire to live at the expense of others.
One should not injure, subjugate, enslave, torture, or kill any animal, living being, organism, or sentient being. This doctrine of nonviolence is immaculate, immutable, and eternal. Just as suffering is painful to you, in the same way it is painful, disquieting, and terrifying to all animals, living beings, organisms, and sentient beings.
Have benevolence towards all living beings.
Non-injury to living beings is the highest religion.
This is the quintessence of wisdom, not to kill anything. All breathing, existing, living, sentient creatures should not be slain, nor treated with violence, nor abused, nor tormented, nor driven away. This is the pure, unchangeable law. Therefore cease to injure living things.
Judaism.
Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper who is like him." So the Lord God formed out of the ground each wild animal and each bird of the sky, and brought each to the man to see what he would call it.
What is hateful to you, do not do to others.
I will make a covenant on behalf of Israel with the wild beasts, the birds of the air, and the things that creep on the earth, that all living creatures may lie down without living in fear.
The Jewish concept of Tzar, Ba'alei, Chaim is the obligation not to cause pain to animals.
Sikhism.
The highest religion is to rise to universal brotherhood and to consider all creatures your equals.
You say that the one Lord is in all, so why do you kill chickens?
Kabir says to use force is tyranny, even if you call it a religious sacrifice. When your account is called for in the kingdom of God, what will your condition be then?
Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell.
You kill living beings and worship lifeless things. At your very last moment, you will suffer terrible pain.
Bhagat Kabir says the best food is eating khichdi, vegetable, where nectar sweet is the salt. You eat hunted meat, but which animal is willing to have their head cut?
Falsehood is my dagger, and to eat by defrauding is meat.
Avarice is a dog, falsehood the sweeper, and cheating the eating of meat.
The world eats dead carcasses, living by neglect and greed. Like a goblin or a beast, they kill and eat the forbidden carcasses of meat. So control your urges, or else you will be seized by the Lord and thrown into the tortures of hell.
You kill living beings and call it a righteous action. Tell me, brother, what would you call an unrighteous action? You call yourself the most excellent sage. Then who would you call a butcher?
The Lord has given me this one understanding. All creatures, all living things belong to one Creator. May I never forget this, O Lord.
Just as clothes stained with blood become impure, one cannot have pure consciousness when one consumes blood and flesh of other beings.
Be kind to all beings. This is more meritorious than visiting and bathing at the 68 pilgrimage sites and the giving of charity. Superior being does not render evil for evil. This is a maxim one should observe. One should never harm the wicked or the good or even criminals meriting death.
It has been said that the continuation of species is due to man being forgiving. He indeed is a wise and excellent person who has conquered his wrath and shows forgiveness even when insulted, oppressed, and angered by a strong person. Forgiveness is holiness, and by forgiveness it is that the universe is held together.
Subvert anger by forgiveness.
Where there is forgiveness, there is God Himself.
The superior man tends to forgive wrongs and deals leniently with crimes.
Show endurance and humiliation and bear no grudge.
You shall not take vengeance or bear any grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
The Day of Atonement atones for sins against God, not for sins against man, unless the injured person has been appeased.
Who takes vengeance or bears a grudge acts like one who, having cut one hand while handling a knife, avenges himself by stabbing the other hand.
The best deed of a great man is to forgive and forget.
Moses, son of Imran, said, "My Lord, who is the greatest of thy servants in thy estimation?" And received the reply, "The one who forgives when he is in a position of power."
If you face and overlook and forgive, then lo, God is forgiving and merciful.
Better and more rewarding is God's reward to those who believe and put their trust in Him, who avoid gross sins and indecencies, and when angered are willing to forgive. Let evil be rewarded by like evil, but he who forgives and seeks reconciliation shall be rewarded by God.
Is not Allah the most conclusive of all judges?
Allah judgeth with truth, while those to whom they cry instead of Him judge not at all. Lo, Allah, He is the hearer, the seer.
Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord."
To me belongeth vengeance.
Vengeance belongeth unto me.
Hate is not overcome by hate. By love, or metta, alone is hate appeased. This is an eternal law.
Love thy enemy.
environment and religion.
Buddhism.
So, with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upward to the skies and downward to the depths, outward and unbounded.
If we could see the miracle of a single flower clearly, our whole life would change.
Rajakorvya had a king banyan tree called Steadfast, and the shades of its widespread branches was cool and lovely. Its shelter broadened to 12 leagues. None guarded its fruit, and none hurt another for its fruit. Now there came a man who ate his fill of fruit, broke down a branch, and went his way, thought the spirit dwelling in that tree. How amazing, how astonishing it is that a man should be so evil as to break off a branch of the tree after eating his fill. Suppose the tree were to bear no more fruit, and the tree bore no more fruit.
As the bee gathering nectar does not harm or disturb the color and fragrance of the flower, so does the wise move through the world.
The forest is a peculiar organism of unlimited kindness and benevolence that makes no demand for its sustenance and extends generously the products of its life and activity. It affords protections to all beings.
Confucianism.
All people are my brothers and sisters, and all things are my companions.
If hatchets and axes are permitted in the forests on the hills only in the proper seasons, then there will be more timber than they can use.
Respect the old and cherish the young. Even insects, grass, and trees you must not hurt.
Even heaven and earth cannot exist without the innate knowledge that is inherent in man. For at bottom, heaven, earth, the myriad things, and man form one body. The point at which this unity manifests in its most refined and excellent form is the clear intelligence of the human mind. Wind, rain, dew, thunder, sun and moon, stars, animals and plants, mountains and rivers, earth and stones are essentially of one body with man. It is for this reason that such things as the grains can nourish man, and that such things as medicines and minerals can heal diseases. Since they share the same material force, they enter into one another.
Taoism. Respect the world as yourself. The world can be your lodging. Love the world as yourself. The world can be your trust.
Tao gives life to all beings. Nature watches over them, develops them, shelters them, nurses them, grows them, ripens them, completes them, buries them, and returns them.
Giving birth, nourishing life, shaping things without possessing them, serving without expectations of reward, leading without dominating, these are the profound virtues of nature and of nature's best beings.
Follow nature and place perfect principle in the forefront. If we follow it, there will be fortune, and if we disobey it, there will be misfortune.
In harmony with the Tao, the sky is clear and spacious, the earth is solid and full. All creatures flourish together, content with the way they are, endlessly repeating themselves, endlessly renewed. When man interferes with the Tao, the sky becomes filthy, the earth becomes depleted, the equilibrium crumbles, and creatures become extinct.
A horse or a cow has 4 feet, that is nature. Put a halter around a horse's head and put a string through a cow's nose, that is man. Therefore it is said, do not let man destroy nature. Do not let cleverness destroy the natural order.
When the yin and yang act awry, heaven and earth are greatly perturbed, and on this comes the crash of thunder, and from the rain comes fire, which consumes great locust trees.
Baha'i.
Man is organic with the world. His inner life molds the environment and is itself deeply affected by it. The one acts upon the other, and every abiding change in the life of man is the result of those mutual reactions.
Nature, in its essence, is the embodiment of my name, the Maker, the Creator.
Do all in your power to be as one, to live in peace, each with the others. For ye are all the drops from but one ocean, the foliage of one tree, the pearls from a single shell, the flowers and sweet herbs from the same one garden.
Hinduism.
Do not cut trees, because they remove pollution.
Do not disturb the sky and do not pollute the atmosphere.
Destruction of forests is taken as destruction of the state and reforestation an act of rebuilding and advancing.
If there is but one tree of flowers and fruits within a village, that place is worthy of your respect.
Earth is our mother and we are all her children.
One who plants one peepal, one neem, 10 flowering plants or creepers, 2 pomegranates, 2 oranges, and 5 mangoes does not go to hell.
The rivers are the veins of God, the ocean is his blood, and the trees the hairs of his body. The air is his breath, the earth is his flesh, the sky his abdomen, the hills and mountains the stacks of his bones, and the passing ages are his movements.
Five sorts of kindness are the daily sacrifice of the trees. To families they give fuel, to passers-by they give shade and a resting place, to birds they give shelter, with these leaves, roots, and bark they give medicines.
Sikhism.
Creating the world, God has made it a place to practice spirituality.
Men, trees, pilgrimage, places, banks of sacred streams, clouds, fields, islands, spheres, universes, continents, solar systems, the sources of creation, egg-born, womb-born, earth-born, sweat-born, oceans, mountains, and sentient beings. He, the Lord, knows their condition.
The Creator created all creation in which He is manifest. You yourself are the bumblebee, flower, fruit, and the tree. You yourself are the water, desert, ocean, and the pond. You yourself are the big fish, tortoise, and the cause of causes.
The Lord infuses light into the dust and created the world, the universe, the sky, the earth, the trees, and the water. All are the creation of the Lord.
Air is Guru, water the father, and earth the great mother. Day and night are two male and female nurses in whose lap the entire world plays.
Zoroastrianism.
Whoever teaches care for all these seven creations does well and pleases the bounteous immortals. Then his soul will never arrive at kinship with the hostile spirit. When he has cared for the creations, the care of these bounteous immortals is for him, and he must teach this to all mankind in the material world.
Clean environment and health are the best for the living world.
Ahura Mazda created the water and earth, plants and animals, the stars, moon and sun, and all prosperity whose origin and effect are from the manifestation of righteousness.
That nature alone is good, which refrains from doing unto another whatsoever is not good for itself.
Christianity and Judaism.
Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food.
They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Throughout the country that you hold as a possession, you must provide for the redemption of the land.
The mountains of the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. All this will be a memorial for the Lord, a sign that for all time will not be cut off.
But ask the animals and they will teach you, or the birds of the air and they will tell you, or speak to the earth and it will teach you, or let the fish of the sea inform you. In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all humanity.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
The time has come for rewarding your servants, the prophets and your saints, and those who reverence your name, both small and great, and for destroying those who destroy the earth.
The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to serve and preserve it.
If you follow in my decree and are careful to obey my commands, I will send you rain in its season, and the ground will yield its crops, and the trees of the field their fruit. And I will grant peace in the land.
Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pasture, that you must tread down with your feet the rest of your pasture, and to drink of clear water, that you must foul the rest with your feet?
We are partners in God's creative enterprise, called to renew the face of the earth, until there is peace and harmony, sparking life-giving water, the trees of life that give health, and the messianic banquet that can be shared by all the inhabitants of the earth. Then the curse of destruction will be abolished.
The Lord reigns. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy.
God speaks to us, not just through His word, but also through His creation.
We should care about the kind of world our children will inherit.
Islam.
The world is green and beautiful, and Allah has appointed you His guardian over it.
O children of Adam, eat and drink, but waste not by excess, for Allah loveth not the wasters.
It is he who produceth gardens with trellises and without, and dates and tilth with produce of all kinds, and olives and pomegranates similar in kind and different in variety. Eat of their fruit in their season, but render the dues that are proper on the day that the harvest is gathered. But waste not by excess, for Allah loveth not the wasters.
Those who take undue advantage of other species break the divine law of equilibrium, and nature never forgives.
Not to allow any change to corrupt what Allah has created.
On doomsday, if anyone has a palm shoot in hand, he should plant it.
The All-Merciful has created man, the sun and moon, stars and trees, set the balance. Transgress not in the balance, and weigh with justice.
Have you not seen that unto Allah pays adoration whosoever is in the heavens, and whosoever is in the earth, and the sun and the moon, and the stars and the hills and the trees, and the beasts and many of humankind?
Whoever plants a tree and diligently looks after it until it matures and bears fruit is rewarded.
If a Muslim plants a tree or sows a field and men and beasts and birds eat from it, all of it is charity on his part.
The world is beautiful and verdant, and verily Allah, be He exalted, has made you His stewards in it, and He sees how you acquit yourselves.
Jainism.
All life is bound together by mutual support and interdependence.
Environment is imbued with living beings. Therefore, if we harm one, we harm all living beings.
One who neglects or disregards the existence of earth, air, fire, water, and vegetation disregards his own existence, which is entwined with them.
A monk or a nun, seeing big trees in parks, on hills, or in woods, should speak about them in this way: these trees are noble, high and round, big.
A monk or a nun wanting to air or dry in the sun their clothes should not do so on the bare ground or wet earth or rock or piece of clay containing life.
One should not injure, subjugate, enslave, torture, or kill any living being, including animals, insects, plants, and vegetables.
If you can kill animals, the same attitude can kill human beings. The mentality is the same, which exploits nature and which creates wars.
Judaism.
When God created Adam, the Garden of Eden, God told him, "Everything has been created for your sake. Think of this and do not corrupt the world, for if you corrupt it, there will be no one to set it right after you."
You must not destroy, or baltasjid, its fruit trees. You may eat of them, but you must not destroy the fruit trees.
The earth is God's, and the fullness thereof, the settled land and its inhabitants.
Righteous people do not waste in this world even a mustard tree. They become sorrowful with every wasteful and destructive act they see, and if they can, they use all their strength to save everything possible from destruction.
It should not be believed that all beings exist for the sake of humanity's existence. Rather, all the other beings too have been intended for their own sakes.
The Torah commands us to safeguard nature, take care not to spoil.
The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and a little child shall lead them. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
His compassion is over all that He has made.
Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the highest heavens, the earth and all that is in it.
Native American.
Treat the earth well. It is not given to you by your parents. It was loaned to you by your children.
The Great Spirit is in all things. He is in the air we breathe.
The Great Spirit is our father, but the earth is our mother. She nourishes us. That which we put into the ground, she returns to us.
All things are connected. Whatever befalls the earth befalls the sons of the earth. Man do not weave the web of life. He is merely a strand in it. Whatever he does to the web, he does to himself.
All plants are our brothers and sisters. If they talk to us and if we listen, we can hear them.
We felt that all things were like people to us, down to small animals like the mouse and small things like wood. The wood is glad to the person who is using it, and the person is glad to the wood for being there to be used.
Every object in the world has a spirit, and that spirit is waken. This is the spirit of the tree, or things of that kind are also waken.
All things are waken, great spirit. So also is everything which exhibits power, whether in action as the winds and drifting clouds, or in passive endurance as the boulder by the wayside. For even the commonest sticks and stones have a spiritual essence which must be reverenced as a manifestation of the all-pervading mysterious power that fills the universe.
Take only what you need and leave the land as you found it.